This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police. Not to forget about our hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are helping out, too, in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and take advantage of the things that are over there. Joining us to start out hour number one, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we have a Christmas present that was given to the people in America. The U.S. Congress came to agreement on a new coronavirus stimulus aid package, some $908 billion, as we understand it. There will be a vote sometime today, probably this morning. The president also signed a one-day extension on a temporary budget continuation, but Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, who was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, said, "This gets done today. No more delays. We're not leaving until we have a relief for the American people. People are hurting. They need help. And it looks like as if they're going to get it, Kyle."
Well, it does, Captain. And at the very least, even on a psychological level, there must be so many people across the country tonight with just experiencing some relief that finally something is going to be on the way. Of course, it'll be better when it's in their bank account, but at the very least, we do understand that there has been an agreement reached. So that is a very good thing.
Well, the package is going to give $600 direct payments to individuals that made less than $75,000 and boost unemployment payments by $300 per week. Congress aims to also include in the coronavirus aid package the $1.4 trillion spending bill funding the government programs through September 2021. That will be voted on and added into it tomorrow. Appears to be maybe one person saying that they're not sure they have enough votes to be able to pass it, but if they don't, then it'll be another continuation of the budget. And the deal also has amount of money to grant U.S. Airlines some $15 billion in new payroll assistance that will allow them to return more than 32,000 furloughed workers to their payrolls through March 31st. And that's a good thing if they're keeping them on the payrolls. Also, the deal will also include $1 billion for the passenger railroad Amtrak, $14 billion for public transit systems, and $10 billion for state highways. Now, the money had better be used for those reasons and not to try to balance state budgets, or there's going to be a big brouhaha.
Well, there certainly will, Captain, because this was one of the, if not the biggest holdup, really, with Nancy Pelosi and the others as we went through the entire summer, then into the fall, and now into the winter, you know, not wanting to get anything passed because of wanting to provide that kind of assistance to her compatriots in different blue states and so forth. So, yeah, I think it would be a major outcry.
Yeah, so anyway, that's where we're at. That's good news for the people, and I can't tell you, you know, somebody said, whoa, I already had somebody in the chat room, not the chat room, sent me a direct message and said, well, are we going to get the money before Christmas? No, I don't think so, but you're going to get it soon.
It, well, exactly right. Yeah, if Christmas is this coming Friday, so unless there was some kind of major streamlining to this, and it's, sometimes it's hard to get the wheels of government
to go. Yeah, and you're going to get it the same way you got it the last time, which is by mail for the most part. Most people were mailed their checks. They did not go into their direct deposit. They actually mailed the majority of the checks the last time around.
Right, exactly. But again, Captain, so many people tonight, I know that they've been waiting for this. And of course, yeah, what do you think? Is this, there's probably going to be something else in the offing, one would think, if Biden takes over in January.
There's going to have to be, because somebody's got, the Democrats are going to try to bail out the Democratic cities.
Right.
And states.
Right.
So that's going to be the next thing. But if you get people back to work and you get the tax revenue back in the coffers that you've been losing, then you really don't need a bailout.
Well, exactly. But you bet your bottom dollar, though, that governors like Cuomo and so forth, they're sitting there.
And your governor.
And our governor Newsom, that's right. You're gonna raise taxes and all this kind of things for these shortfalls. But you're right, Captain. The answer actually lies in getting people back to work. That means reopening small businesses. And, you know, Captain, I've heard more than one person tell me directly that they think that all businesses are essential.
They are.
Everybody who's making a living and doing, providing some service, you can't just, and that's a huge thing with this whole thing that we've witnessed, Captain. We're telling people that they're not essential. That's a horrible, horrible impact.
Well,
it's terrible.
I'll give you an example. Does that mean that your local shoemaker that repairs shoes and puts new heels and soles on shoes so that you can wear them longer than just once and throw them away and go buy another new pair, does that make them any less important than the next one? I don't think so. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforesaid mentioned Captain, Matt Bruce, and here comes Kathy. She's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And you know, there's no better gift you can give somebody at Christmas time if you've got someone that you know that's suffering in pain and they haven't been able to get rid of it and you'd like to help them out. Give them the gift of Relief Factor. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You can still order it certainly today and get it to you by Christmas time. But I'm telling you, this product has worked for me for going on 5 years. It's amazing what it does. It's 100% drug free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you've got. It goes right straight to the source of the pain and alleviates pain right at the source. It also lowers inflammation, which is, these are all problems that I've had that it works with me. And I even had a couple of new problems that I didn't know if it would work or not. And I took the product and I'll be darned if it didn't work. So there you go. So it's got some fringe benefits to it, but it does the same thing all the time. And that is, it gets rid of the pain and the discomfort you're having. So, $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start. You can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for it. It'll be delivered to you between now and Christmas. I'm sure they'll tell you that because it shows up in 2 days, sometimes three. And if you want to make sure, you just pay a little extra money to get it there. But it makes a great Christmas gift. Okay. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there's a new Trump petition asking the Supreme Court to overturn the Pennsylvania election. This is more of some of the same that's happened before. I really don't know that the Supreme Court is going to hear this or not, but if they do, I'm not really sure that it's going to go anywhere or not based on previous action.
Well, right, Captain, the way that the court rejected the major complaint that came in the other day, that was really done in record time, as a matter of fact. But basically what the Trump attorneys are arguing here, they're saying that three decisions in Pennsylvania resulted in counting approximately 2.6 million ballots illegally, basically, as the Pennsylvania's legislature had already said how to do. So if they actually go through and change the voting rules on the fly, is that something the Supreme Court's going to take up? So, yeah, your guess is as good as mine, especially this go around, but we will see. Most people out there, though, would think, hey, wait a minute, who has the authority to change the rules if not the legislature?
Well, Pennsylvania Supreme Court had eased some of the state's election rules related to signature verification, election day observation, and mail-in ballot declarations, all of which could only be changed per their constitution by their state legislature. That's the question. Will our Supreme Court get involved in a state election race? That's the question.
Well, exactly. And so, again, what they would be looking at would be, was the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, did they give them the wrong decision, basically? But again, I kind of go back to what I was saying before. Most people look at that as a very, very black and white kind of an issue. And it got muddied up, of course, in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, one might think. So we'll see what the Supreme Court does.
Now, our Florida representative in District 1, Matt Gaetz, up in the Panhandle, has said that he will challenge the Electoral College votes on January 6th. There's an ulterior motive for this, by the way. But he said he's going to challenge the Electoral College votes on January 6th. So that's another congressman. I believe that makes two or three Republican congressmen now, two for sure, that are going to do that. But it takes someone in the Senate to agree with them to get them to adjourn the session and go into a closed session to where each branch of Congress votes on it, the Senate and the House of Representatives. And that's the problem. There are no senators that are willing to do that yet.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, I think Matt Gaetz, he wants to be attorney general, I think, at some point, I think, like that. But, yeah, he's definitely going to do this. But, again, even if they go through that process, it may not yield the kind of fruit that a lot of people would want to. And in fact, Captain, I want to ask you about this. You know, we keep seeing things posted online, social media and so forth, that, you know, President Trump can declare martial law, that he's going to do this, or that there's this big plan sort of being done here, but it doesn't look like that. And also, didn't the president also say that the talk of possible martial law was all fake news?
Well, never mind the president. Let's go with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, who said when this first came out, the military was not going to get involved in the American elections, period. Under no circumstance was the military going to get involved in the elections. Now, he said that statement about a year ago when this stuff first came out, maybe it was a little bit more than a year, and he stuck with it, and he said it again a couple of times. I will stand by and believe the chairman of the Joint Chiefs' statement that the military is not going to get involved. There will be no martial law. There will be no troops on the street. There will be none of that. And a lot of this is confusion that's being put out there, more chaos by the mainstream media and by some of these off-the-wall radical groups that are out there that are trying to stir the pot. It's not going to happen.
Well, that's good. That's one of the things that, you know, we're getting asked about as well. Like, how is that going to work? And can't Trump go?
That's what I tell them. When they ask me, I tell them the same thing.
Yep.
And I just refer them to General Mark Milley. Go back and read his statement. Go back and read what he said. It's not going to happen. The military is not going to get involved. Now, there's another reason why Matt Gaetz spoke up and said that he was going to challenge the electoral votes on January 6th. Are you aware what it is?
Well, I know that, he'd like to be attorney general at some point.
That's it. He's touting himself as the future Trump attorney general. And if Trump somehow or another pulls this out, he wants to be the next attorney general.
Well,
And if not, and Trump runs in 2024, he still wants to be his attorney general.
Well, as I said, that's pretty ambitious. But again, you know, throughout this whole episode too, Captain, we're finding out, and Trump is, you know, in a big way, Trump is finding out really who his friends are. He's finding out who really supports him, who really supports Trumpism, which is also incredibly important. And so it's been very eye-opening, no matter what the outcome is.
Right. Now, there are some facts emerging again about the Dominion and the Smartmatic systems that are out there, and also the fact that we're hearing Georgia and some of the polling and all that. What are you hearing?
Well, I know that Smartmatic is saying that for the 2020 election that somehow their software was only used in Los Angeles, but wasn't in a battleground state that Trump is currently contesting. But I saw a report from Newsmax. They haven't been able to verify any of that, basically. So, I mean, that's a pretty big statement for the Smartmatic people to make.
Well, the Dominion people are all over the state of Georgia. The state of Texas tried them three times, different times. They ran test elections with them, and they misfired each time. And they decided not to go with them for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Florida's got 18 counties that have the Dominion system. And in two of the counties, they didn't have problems per se, but only two of the 18 went for Joe Biden. So the two of them, one was the Tallahassee area, and the other was up in an area of the panhandle, which is blue, and there was no surprise in either one. So therefore, we can't say that anything didn't work here because there were enough people that showed up to vote in person that they couldn't override the system no matter what they did, and that would have really, really thrown a red flag out there, knowing what we knew about the voter turnout we were going to have, Republican versus Democrat.
Right, exactly. And I think I need to make a clarification, Captain. I think I misspoke. Basically, Newsmax has been saying they have no evidence to the contrary of Smartmatic's statement about the software used in Los Angeles. So that's a clarification there.
Yeah, and we also might want to point out here that up in Georgia, there are some polls that are starting to show that Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are beginning to pull out a bit of a lead right now, which is not surprising because anybody that's paying attention up there in Georgia, and I certainly hope they are, we have a lot of listeners up there and the affiliates we have up there, understand that these people that are running against him, especially this Warnock, that he is a card-carrying, God-thumping socialist, and that's all you need to know.
Yeah,
when you're a socialist and you thump the Bible, you're not a Bible thumper at all. Okay, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Centers for Disease Control panel has laid out a list of the next group of people that should receive a COVID vaccination. The panel said Sunday that frontline essential workers and all persons 75 years and older should be next up to receive the shots. The guidelines define frontline essential workers as first responders, teachers, postal service workers, public transit, grocery store workers, as well as those in the manufacturing, food, and agriculture industries. That group includes about 30 million people. And several European nations have introduced travel restrictions on the UK, citing the spread of a new strain of coronavirus in the south of England. Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, Ireland, and the Netherlands have all ended flights to and from the UK, with an EU meeting scheduled Monday to discuss a coordinated response to the outbreak. The new variant of the virus hasn't been proven to be more deadly, but is about 70% more transmissible. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. And remember, if you want to save money on your insurance, as I have for the past 15 years, I've been a loyal, true blue customer of Geico. They've done a really good job for me. I've had a couple of claims in that time, and they took care of me very quickly and very professionally. Never had a problem. Never cost me any extra money my policy either. How about that? And after all that, I'm still a safe driver. Knock on wood, to get a 10% discount every year for being a safe driver. That's something they do for their safe drivers. Now, Geico can be found online by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And while you're there, look for a cost comparison on the car or the truck that you're driving. Or you can even go out and check on the motorcycle if you have one of those, or an RV if you have one of those, or an ATV, or even a boat, and get insurance on that too. They insure all of that. Now, the way that you really save money is to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance along with your car or your truck insurance or whatever, because that's what they do. That's what they do. They bundle things together like that because they can cover your homeowners, your renter's insurance, as well as your motor vehicles. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that'll open the door for you too. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you, and you're going to find out. You're going to save a bunch of money. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now, taking a look at some other things that are out here for us to look at tonight, the president, obviously, is looking at different things for COVID commission that's out there. We found out yesterday, and this is, you know, you talk about do as I say, not as I do. Did you see what happened, what Dr. Birx got caught doing?
Yeah, didn't she go visit her family or something like that?
Yeah, she took a Thanksgiving Day weekend trip when she was telling everybody not to go anywhere.
Yep.
She was another one telling everybody not to go anywhere. And she took a trip and she got caught. They caught her.
Yeah, well, again, this seems to be a recurring story among some of the, shall we say, well, I mean, high-level officials, elite, I mean, you name it. That seems to be a through line.
Well, it does, and again, it's a shame that they can't seem to get their act together and say, well, we're not going to go anywhere. Now, the only one that said that was Fauci. He's the only one.
Right.
Yeah, so who the hell knows what's going on here next. But also, and by the way, we need to report that the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, says the COVID-19 mutation that's been reported now in the United Kingdom could be headed for the U.S. So he's opening up the door for further shutting down of the airport and maybe some people coming in from over there and that sort of thing, because they don't want a chance to take, or they don't want to have to take a chance on this mutation that may or may not be taking place.
Yeah, this is a really, really big story, Captain, and that is, that's right. The U.K. is using or imposing some other lockdown measures, and the Prime Minister there, Boris Johnson, saying, you know, they have to take these, just paraphrasing, extraordinary measures against this new strain. And so already some of the U.K.'s European neighbors have begun to shut down their travel back and forth to the U.K. So it may be only a matter of time. But again, because this is a variant, it's a different strain, and I think it showed up somewhere else as well in the world, that, you know, it even begs the question, what does the vaccine do against this a mutated kind of strain? It's nothing new for something like this to mutate, but it certainly does. It certainly does mean that we might have to see some of these things all over again.
Now, I got somebody asking me what I think about Trump's chances are with the Supreme Court, the fight over the Pennsylvania election, the ballot laws and all that stuff, what his chances are. I'll give you two words, slim and none.
Yeah, I think that's the scientific terminology.
Yeah, and I wish I could be more positive about it, but I can't, because based on previous performance, these courts have exercised the fact that they don't want to get involved in this.
I think that's hitting on the head, Captain. I think it is, as I was saying before, folks across the highways and byways, they look at this and they say, well, what about this and this, and it seems to make sense. But the courts, that's a different story, as you're right. They don't want to wade in to something where potentially, and I'm just saying that I think this is what their argumentation is, but they don't want to disenfranchise other voters in an election. They just recoil at that. And again, you know, we don't know exactly how this is all going to flesh out, but I think that's where they're coming from on that.
Well, listen to this. This is Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin yesterday told his foreign intelligence agency, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Oh, boy. All right, hold on. We got Mike out of Freak on the phone. Is this Mike in Clearwater?
Yep. Good morning, Captain. Hi, Kyle. I want to remind you, the folks in Georgia, we got a very important election coming up now. Like the captain says, we're going to have to endure four more years of basically Obama's third term. So what I want to ask the captain and the professor, I've seen polls that show Loeffler and Perdue dead even. I've seen polls that show both of them up a little bit, both of them down a little bit. So what do the both of you think are the real chances? Are we going to get these two seats, or are we going to get one of them?
Okay.
Because God help us all if we lose.
Okay.
And I just want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Well, it's pretty easy on my end. Based on the people that I know in Georgia that have been chiming in from my radio station affiliates there, and many of them have, It'll be a cold day in hell, to quote one of them. It'll be a cold day in hell before they vote either one of those clowns into office, because Georgia has been traditionally a red state for a long time, except for the Atlanta area. And the Atlanta area is not going to control the will of the people around other parts of the state that outnumber the Atlanta area. But because there's that large group of voters that seem to want to come in there, and by the way, where all the temporarily housed new people moved into in Georgia, where did you think they moved into, Kyle?
Where's that?
Fulton County.
Oh, Fulton County, right.
Yeah, that's where most of them have registered.
Yep, yep. And, of course, you've got Stacey Abrams. Where, you know, her big claim to fame is touting the, you know, what is it, 1.7 or something now, million absentee.
Yeah, I thought it was 1.2, but who knows.
Some, whatever it might be, it's this huge number. But that seems
and
to be
I would challenge every one of those. I would challenge every single one of those.
Yep. Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, I think, Captain, that you've got a lot of people who were very discouraged for obvious reasons with the outcome of the 2020 presidential election, even to the point where they thought, well, why go vote? But I think that they're figuring out, and they really know deep down, that they've got to show up and they've got to do something in order to stop an unchecked Joe Biden-Harris administration.
Well, an independent pollster by the name of John Thomas just ran a Newsmax poll in Georgia, and in it, it showed Loeffler and Perdue starting to move ahead of both of their Democratic challengers, not by much, but just starting to move ahead, which is a logical assumption based on the fact that the people are getting sick and tired of watching how great these candidates are when we know, and they know, by listening to me and other sources, that they're not great candidates. They are, in fact, socialist, communist, full card-carrying members of the Communist Party that are going to take them down a gilded path that's only going to cost them a bunch of money. Not only money in terms of taxes, but it's going to cost them jobs. It's going to cost them their way of life. They're going to have more restrictions put on them. And, oh, by the way, the open carry that Georgia loves, that's one of the things they're targeting. They want to go after that.
Absolutely.
Even though they may not say it to your face, it's in their platform.
Well, that's right. And they understand as well that, you know, the closest thing you can get to a rerunning of the 2020 election is in Georgia right now in terms of of where our what direction are we going to go in this country, and the people of Georgia have it within their power absolutely to do that.
Yep, absolutely. And that's where we're at. And again, the people in Georgia are starting to pay close attention to that fact when they see what it is. And you don't take my word for it. Go take a look at their 109 or 110-page Democratic Party manifesto known as their party platform. It's all in there.
That's right. Yeah, believe them. Believe what they say.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle, because we're coming back, and we will be coming right back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We've got some weather to talk about. There's some freezing fog up the East Coast tonight on top of everything else they've had, and some heavy fog down here in the Gulf Coast, too. And Kyle's got some weather out west. We'll get you all that and give you a little bit of an idea of what may be headed your way towards Christmas. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's Donna Fiducia, and she sent me a message last night and said, sorry, Captain, I wasn't watching the game. Our Bucks beat up on her Falcons yesterday, beat them 31-27. That was our ninth win for the season and two games to go. 10 wins probably get you in the playoffs for sure. 9 might. 11 might get you something of a bonus. We'll see. We'll see. But certainly the Bucks are on track, if they get one more victory, to have a 10-win season, and that would be a monumental turnaround and make it to the playoffs as a wild card team for the first time in a long time. But anyways, her little message was, sorry, Captain, I didn't watch it. I'm not watching football this year. Well, that's too bad, Donna, but I watch my team and I support them. Meantime, I'm going to support these guys.
Yeah.
That's a little cool in the gang. Celebrate. And I'll tell you what, I played that for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think it's time to have a little bit of fun out there instead of all this seriousness stuff. And that'll give you a little bit of spike tonight to make you feel a little bit better. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, absolutely. That's right. Starting off the week with some positive stuff. Absolutely.
Sure, sure. Because all this other stuff, and oh, my God, what are you going to do with the president? Come on, get over it, will you? I mean, for God's sakes, you can't really control anything. All you can do is try to support the people that you want as best as you can. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. So you live to fight another day. And, I mean, that's the way that we got to look at this. But anyway, we're going to take a look at the weather right now. And for the reason that we've got some screwy weather out there tonight, especially over here east of the Mississippi River. Now, the wet weather pattern for the Northwest will continue for one more day as a strong cold front sweeps through the region on Monday. You can expect more precipitation with heavy rain and mountain snow along with gusty winds. Meanwhile, a clipper-like low-pressure system will drop through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley on Monday, bringing a dusting of snow and rain, measurable snow in some areas, and gusty winds too. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We are monitoring a couple of different things here tonight. We're going to start in Colorado. Looks like we have a flood advisory. This is going to be in the just east of Carbondale, north of Aspen, in an area named Snowmass and El Jebel, it looks like. So definitely be careful in that area. Up in Wyoming, we've got the high wind warnings covering Cheyenne, Wyoming, especially as you travel up I-25. It's going to be south of Casper where this high wind warning ends, but also high wind warnings over near Yellowstone National Park in that whole area, winter weather advisory as well, the high wind warning covering Cody, Wyoming tonight. And then avalanche warning, Captain, this is in Missoula, and it's going to extend a little bit north of Missoula, but also south of Missoula. They've issued a backcountry avalanche warning, so that's definitely because of the snow build up and so forth there. And then also over in Washington State, we have winter weather advisory covering most of the northern part of Washington State. Seattle, Washington, we have winter weather advisories there. It's raining there right now. They've also got an aerial flood advisory there. Likewise in Portland, Oregon, also avalanche warning in the eastern part of the state of Oregon. This is near I-84, near Baker City on either side. So be careful there. 4th of July passed tonight. Idaho, near Coeur d'Alene, you've got wet pavement. Wind gusts are about 9 miles per hour, they say, and expect some light rain in that region. Then also in Oregon, wind advisory. This is going to be in the Lakeview area. And the dense fog advisory, Captain, this is very important in the Central Valley of California, California Route 99, and Interstate 5 from Sacramento all the way down through Bakersfield. Be careful of the dense fog there, and hopefully a lot of that will burn off it's going to be, well, this warning looks like it's until about 1 p.m. Pacific time Monday.
Speaking of dense fog, all the way from Galveston, Texas, around the Gulf, up to I-10, I-10 East, all the way over to New Orleans, then patchy dense fog into Mississippi. You might have a little bit of it as you go towards Mobile, Alabama. Right now, the dense fog seems to be pretty much situated along the Gulf, except for Louisiana and Mississippi, where coming out of New Orleans, going straight up 55, you've got dense fog all the way up into Arkansas. And over on 59, you're going to have it all the way up to I-20. And all the way up to I-20, it's going to start about Calhoun, Louisiana, and go across Mississippi all the way to the Alabama line. There is a little bit of fog up in the northeastern corner of Alabama, up around Huntsville East, and then straight up Huntsville, up I-65 through the middle of Tennessee, Nashville, and then east and west through Nashville, probably a 40-50-mile stretch of dense fog, and then it runs on about a 45-degree angle up into Kentucky tonight, up towards Ashland, Kentucky, and you'll have some of it around Charleston, let's see, Kentucky, let's see, east, no, wait a minute here. Yeah, you'll have some of it to the east of Lexington, it looks like, and goes over towards West Virginia, and there might be some spotty fog in some of the valleys in West Virginia tonight. But in the meantime, up the East Coast, New Jersey, southeastern Pennsylvania, you've got freezing fog along I-95 and along I-76 out a little ways coming out of Pennsylvania. The temperature's just right that it's freezing fog right there. You've also got going up out of New York City, Long Island, Connecticut, Rhode Island, up 95 to New Hampshire, up all the way through Maine. It looks like as if there's patches of freezing fog there, as well as fog, depending strictly on the temperature. A lot of it is at or near freezing or slightly below, which means that it's going to be slippery on the roads, which is exactly what you're going to have across the Piedmont section of North Carolina tonight, where they're warning people of slippery road conditions, as well as up in the central part of Minnesota, north of the Twin Cities, they're warning people up there of slippery road conditions. And that's what it looks like right now, Kyle. And I want to talk a little bit about the pilot in Flying J, give you a little better picture of what goes on. Pilots in Flying J's are the largest truck stops in the country, and they're that for a reason. They're very popular with Arby's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, and even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts located in many of the pilot travel centers. Now, the Flying J's, especially the big ones around the cities, the large cities, have not only got a Denny's sit-down restaurant in them or a Huddle House in them or a Moe's Southwest Grill, but they'll have one of the other places that I mentioned in there, too. They could have a Pizza Hut. They could have a Subway. They could have a Taco Bell. They could have a Dairy Queen, but they'll have something else in there along with them with their sit-down restaurant. So you've always got some real good choices there when you talk about what you're able to do. And the other thing is, folks, don't forget about the fact that you get services close by. Truck washes, truck service and whatnot is always fairly close by the Flying J truck stops, if not located right there where they're at. And, Kyle, you can join the Drivers Club or the RV Club, too, can't you?
That's exactly right, Captain. They've got so many things you can do from the app as well. Reserve your prime parking spot.
Yep.
And reserve your shower, all kinds of stuff.
Yep. And guess what? Here comes the out on the music. Alrighty, we gotta go, folks. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why a shotgun? Why a shotgun? Come on now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.